This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Opposition supporters have held large rallies across Venezuela on a day of protest against the president's claim he won the election last month. Government-aligned election officials have granted victory to Nicolas Maduro without revealing a detailed breakdown of the vote. Will Leonardo reports.
In 300 towns and cities across Venezuela, people stepped onto the streets to protest against what they say is a stolen election. In the capital, Caracas, thousands waving Venezuelan flags lined a major thoroughfare to hear María Corina Machado, the opposition leader who's galvanised the movement against President Maduro, urge them to remain out in force. Ms. Machado has been largely living in hiding, accused of incitement. The opposition has released tallies saying it shows its candidate, Edmundo González, won the election. But Mr. Maduro has remained defiant, on Saturday warning that anyone who poked their noses into Venezuela would have the door slammed on them.
The office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli negotiators have expressed cautious optimism about the possibility of reaching a deal on Gaza. It said a US proposal seeking to bridge the gaps with Hamas contained components that were acceptable. Senior figures from the Palestinian group have, however, dismissed optimism about the negotiations as selling illusions. It comes as the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is arriving in Israel on Sunday. Wira Davis is in Jerusalem.
There's clearly huge international pressure to reach a peace deal, but there are hardliners on both sides who might think now is not the time. But there is that huge international pressure because of the fears about a wider escalation of this conflict. And Mr. Blinken will arrive here. He will try and press home the American position. But those hardliners on both sides need to be persuaded that sacrifices have to be made if there's to be a ceasefire and if the hostages are to be released.
The UN's nuclear watchdog says the safety situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Russia-occupied Ukraine is deteriorating following a drone strike near its perimeter. It said the impact was close to the only remaining high-voltage line. Donald Trump has accused Kamala Harris of unleashing devastating inflation on the United States at a rally in which he veered off script to launch fresh personal attacks on his Democratic presidential rival. Mr. Trump again described the vice president as a communist and a lunatic.
Yesterday, Kamala laid out her so-called economic plan. She says she's going to lower the cost of food and housing starting on day one. But day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. So, why didn't she do it then?
World News from the BBC. Forensic anthropologists in the US state of Oklahoma say the remains they've recovered of three more victims of the 1921 Tulsa race riot show signs of gunshot wounds. One had also been burned. They were speaking as they wrapped up the current phase of excavations relating to one of the deadliest massacres in US history. 300 black Americans are estimated to have been killed when a white mob razed Greenwood, a prosperous black neighbourhood of Tulsa. More than 30 people have been injured after a Ferris wheel caught fire at a festival in eastern Germany. Video showed two compartments on the wheel alight with smoke billowing into the air. It caught fire during a performance by the German rapper Ski Agu, who went on to pause his show. Eyewitnesses said firefighters arrived extremely quickly and probably prevented a much larger catastrophe. The Highfield Festival near Leipzig draws tens of thousands of attendees. A magnitude 7 earthquake has struck off the coast of Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula early on Sunday morning, local time. US-based monitors said the quake took place at a depth of 50 kilometres under the waters of the North Pacific. The area is sparsely populated. Research by a British think tank suggests that, contrary to popular perception, older people are the least lonely age group in the UK. Kate Ferrand has the details.
Just over 4 in 10 people over 65 taking part in the poll of more than 2,000 adults said they felt lonely some of the time. This fell to about 3 in 10 among the 75-plus age group, but nearly three-quarters of those under 25 spoke of occasional loneliness. The report concluded that much could be learned from the way older people protect themselves from feeling isolated. They tend to talk to friends, relatives, neighbours and take part in community events or volunteering.
BBC News.